The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is powered by denmeditation.com, with locations in Los Angeles that normalize meditation and make it available to all. Though meditation is the primary focus, the bigger goal is for people to understand and love themselves, thus creating more harmony in the community at large. To find out more about Den Meditation's teacher training programs, retreats, and all things Den Meditation, go to denmeditation.com.
Welcome to Den Talks Podcast. This is Tal Rabinowitz. I am your host, and I am also the founder of Den Meditation. I love these talks, you guys, because we always learn something new, right? So today was actually a new one for me because we had Lisa Gainsley on, who's a certified lymphedema specialist. I basically know nothing about the lymphatic system. Maybe I shouldn't admit that, but it's true. So this conversation was actually really enlightening for me. I hope you love it. You're going to learn so much about the lymphatic system, what it is, what it does. Basically, it is our sewer system. Every ounce of waste we have or toxins gets drained out through this lymphatic system. So it is super important. And what's amazing about this conversation is you learn how simple it is to actually do it yourself or go to someone to help actually keep your system running at its best. She's really fun. She explains things so simply and beautifully. There's actually a lot of soul behind what she does. There's an amazing connection about her mother's death actually to what she does that we get into as well. She also, at the end, her personal practice is walking us through ways we can do it herself. And we talk a lot that she is coming to the Den to do a workshop where she teaches us all about it and actually really teaches you the motions and how you can do it for yourself every single day. You guys, right now it's trendy to like get rid of toxins. It's trendy to get rid of inflammation. We're all doing a million things, whether it be shakes or taking pills or drinking certain teas or sweating it out. All amazing for you, but this is another one, and it's so, so easy. I really hope you love this episode. She's a pretty cool guest. Let us know what you think. I'm like so excited you're actually here.
Yay!
Because last time I saw you, I was at your place getting an amazing lymphatic massage, which thank you, by the way.
Yes.
It was incredible, and I was... It's funny, I've been thinking about it. I was so relaxed. Remember I said that to you after? It was like almost in a daze. I actually had to sit in my car for a little bit before I drove home because it was like Santa Monica to here. I'm like, I'm not messing with this. Right. It wasn't like around the corner. I felt like really kind of out of it.
Yes.
And you, it was funny, you said you're glowing, which like I feel like is a thing everybody kind of says like after a facial or this.
I don't say it to everybody, by the way.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
Well, now you guys should go and test and see. Let me know. But I don't ever see it. I feel like it's very hard to see it in yourself when you're glowing, unless you're like on major hormones. Like then you can't avoid it or you're pregnant. But like, I saw it. It was weird. Like I got in the car and I actually like, I was like trying to focus and like I looked in the mirror for a second. I was like, oh, like I weirdly do look very bright right now. Like it was very bright and I couldn't tell. It was like, I was having this interesting conversation myself where I'm like, am I emanating brightness or am I seeing brightness? Like, which one is it? Because I obviously something had moved in my system and I felt like, you know, my glands had definitely shifted and produced stuff. So I was like, am I seeing everything brighter and I just happen to be part of that or am I actually brighter? So that was interesting after being with you.
Love hearing that. It's great feedback.
Yeah. So I'm so happy to have you on here because I think you do amazing work. It's not just, I mean, like, look, I just said it was so relaxing, blah, blah, but it's past that. I mean, you are very healing and you're actually really saving a lot of people. Some people that desperately need this, some that it's shifting their lives. And then yes, also for people who desperately need to relax that too. I think that is part of healing. But I don't think people fully yet, I feel like it's now really starting to emerge and get in their vernacular.
Yes.
But I feel like, especially for our audience, I don't know if everyone really understands what a lymphatic massage would be or what the lymphatic system truly is.
Correct. I agree with that.
Yeah. So I figured let's kind of start with the basics.
Great,
like usually I like to like talk a little bit and then get into it, but I kind of feel like anything we say, people are going to be like, I still don't know what it is.
Yes.
So like, let's
just start with it. It's so important. Let's start with, first of all, thank you for having me.
Oh my God,
it's really
of course.
A pleasure
I'm so
to
excited.
Be here. It's so fantastic. What you've created is also so amazing for people who didn't have anywhere to go to meditate or didn't know how to access it. So what you have been brought to the community is just fantastic.
And we're just always trying to build that community because it's so important.
It really is. It's that also changes so many people's lives because that is also at the root of how do I know myself better? Right. How do I get to know what do I need next for my healing, for my transformation, for growth and so many aspects of our life.
Well, it's funny that you say that because that's what I say ad nauseum. I'm always like, when people are like, why do you meditate? What are the benefits of meditation? Why did you open up this place? Right. What it always boils down to is I want people to get to know themselves better.
That's right.
Period. Which is why the Den is all about be who you are. It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter what your job is, what you look like, what you wear, what your style is. Like if you're religious, not. If you're woo-woo, not. Like anyone should be able to walk in the door and not only feel welcome, but also be able to take advantage of the place and have it benefit them. Because my whole point is what meditation does for you, my favorite benefit of all of it, and there are so many, is you get to know yourself.
That's right.
Truly. And so I love how this will connect and bridge so nicely to you because, and I would say when you get to know yourself, you make the right decisions, you get through troubled times easier, your path is a little clearer. It's not always perfectly clear, but you can navigate it clearer. It's just easier to figure out what's right for you and what's not right for you. So that also translates, as you just said, to healing. What do I need?
What do I need? And that's how I found lymphatic work when I was in my early 20s and I was in massage school. Lymphatic massage was one of the courses, which I happened to luck out. It's not on every massage school.
So you were just going to just be a masseuse?
Well, in college, I wanted to do cultural anthropology and I was interested in the way different cultures heal. But I didn't want to go into another culture as a white person. I was very cognizant that that didn't feel congruent to who I am. But you can go into other cultures once you have a healing modality that you practice and say, what do you do? Here's what I do. What do you do in your culture? How can we cross-reference? Like back in the 80s, acupuncture was seen as woo-woo.
Right.
So now it's so established. It's in most pain clinics and universities and hospitals. So when I started in massage school thinking, you know, I'm comfortable with touch and I was in Marin County in the Redwoods. And so one of the offerings, one of the prerequisites was lymphatic massage. And I had never felt anything like it. I'd had a lot of body work and you have deep tissue and fascia work and neuromuscular programming. There's a bunch of deep tissue Rolfing experiences that are great for the muscles and alignment and skeleton. And I'd been doing yoga for years. But lymphatic, it's like having an ocean wave massage that is so deeply healing and restorative. It almost makes you, I can't say how it makes other people feel, but it made me feel like I'm at home in my body in the most peaceful way, which having lost my mother when I was 13 was super disruptive in my quote unquote house, whether it's my personal house or the house of my body or the house of my mind. You know, there's different pathways that lead you back to yourself when you call it like home, right? You know, sometimes meditation can do that or yoga class can do that. And receiving lymphatic body work really, I was like, oh my God, I am home in myself again. Mm-hmm. And then once and my teacher, she's Vodder trained, and I'll talk to you about Dr. Vodder, who really is the person responsible for a lot of the strokes that we use in lymphatic drainage today. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But my teacher, who's a Vodder teacher, she was also the kind of teacher who had strict lineage rules. When we talk about different schools, how flexible is this school of thought? And the Vodder lymphatic lineage is pretty strict. And you pay attention to the science and to the anatomy and to the physiology and understanding the mapping of the lymphatic system. What is the lymph system? It's basically a part of your immune system. So when you think about the body and you can imagine a skeleton anatomy that's been in a doctor's classroom or what have you, and you see the bones, and we also know the blood vessels and how they run like rivers through your body. Imagine there's invisible lines that run similarly like the blood lines through the body, carrying the lymphatic fluid all the way up your feet to the top of your legs, up the abdomen, up the thoracic duct. So your lymphatic system has these pathways where they bring lymph fluid. And what is lymph fluid? Lymph fluid contains the waste product of your cells.
Huh.
Could be hormones, viruses, bacteria, pathogens. That's too big for the bloodstream to get taken out. hangs out in the interstitial fluid underneath the surface of your skin, and it gets absorbed by a network of capillaries and ducts that takes this waste water, like a sewer system, to the areas in your body through the maps, like on a skeleton, like freeways, to the areas where you have lymph nodes, most of them being at the neck, the armpit called the axillary nodes, abdomen, top of the thigh. In those lymph nodes, that's where we produce white blood cells, macrophages, lymphocytes. The job of those white blood cells, we know, is to filter out the toxins. So the lymphatic fluid comes into the lymph nodes, it gets cleaned out of toxins, and then it leaves the lymph nodes and goes into the bloodstream.
Clean.
So it's clean. So it's this recycling system of the body. So when we're doing a lymphatic massage, we're moving the fluid towards these regional lymph nodes, these areas, these maps in the body, to increase the absorption and transportation filtration rate of the lymph system.
Is this a dumb question? So when it's in the lymph nodes and the white blood cells are separating basically the waste and putting it back out into the bloodstream, where does the waste
It's broken down.
It just breaks
down.
It's
broken down.
So it's almost like mulch.
Yeah.
It's like
I like that description. Like, yes. Yeah.
Or like you're composting.
Yeah. So whatever you're not peeing
we're
or pooping.
We're composting our body.
We are. Which is basically, yes, it's a great description because whatever you're not peeing or pooping or sweating out is getting absorbed into the blood, into the lymphatic system.
It's just broken down in a way that's no longer harmful for
you. Correct. So it's super important. The lymph system.
Can I ask another question?
You can ask a lot of questions.
So you're like, you're allowed.
That's what we're here today.
And we'll talk about when the nodes aren't either there or not functioning, so there's no cleaning. But is there ever been a system that doesn't even know how, like, has there been anyone either born with or developed a system that doesn't even know how to pull the toxins in the first place?
That's a great question, and there's so many different ways to answer that question. So one is, yes, there's a condition called primary lymphedema, which is separate from secondary lymphedema, which is secondary lymphedema is when you have lymph nodes removed or radiation if there's been cancer in the body. That can lead to an accumulation of lymphatic fluid leading to a large arm or a large leg. There's something called primary lymphedema, which people can be born with. You could be born with it. You can have it when it can arise when you're a teenager. Some people, it happens when they're pregnant after age 35. There's different stages. But there are babies who are born with this condition. They either have an underdeveloped lymphatic system or they have less lymph nodes, so the body can't process their lymphatic fluid out at the rate that we're used to seeing.
So what happens when your body can't process it?
Then you have a large limb, big legs, sometimes an arm. I'm so excited for this. I'm not excited for this, but there's a contestant on the next Bachelorette, the one that's going to be airing soon. They just chose the next Bachelorette. And they have a bachelor contestant. He has primary lymphedema.
Really? So he was born with it?
Yeah, Team Cam. So
wow. No, now, by the way,
it's going to be amazing to see
anyone
this.
Who knows me, I kind of wrote off this next season, but now I'm going to watch it for you. And
yeah,
for
I wrote off that I didn't watch the Colton one. So I guess she's she's a cast off from him. I guess I didn't watch it.
I could talk about this for another 45 so minutes, FYI. So we'll do it at the end.
You got to get back in because you got to watch the guy
who
has lymphedema. I don't know if his is primary or secondary. I haven't gotten that far yet.
So if you have like lymphedema, what do you do? Like, let's say, like, how do you control it? How bad can it get? Can it be life-threatening?
Yeah, it can be life-threatening. Usually it's life-threatening because you get something called cellulitis, which is if somebody has lymphedema, which is an excessive fluid retention in a limb, usually a leg or an arm, but it's fluid that is
like toxic.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the waste of your body. It's not just I had too much hot chocolate.
Right.
Okay. So there is an accumulation. Let's say we'll take the legs, for example. If a baby is born and their legs, you know, some people, their grandmothers have cankles, those thick tree trunk legs. Some people find that they have a propensity to inflammation when they fly in altitudes or when they get pregnant. There are different things. They say, oh, this is probably a sluggish lymph system. But then there's people who are born with an underdeveloped lymphatic system or less lymph nodes, and their legs just don't go back down to normal.
Right.
Even if they exercise, even if they diet. So that's where they go to a certified lymphedema therapist. So you could usually find them. A lot of times they're attached to hospitals. I used to work at UCLA Medical Center. And through this type of manual lymphatic drainage, hands-on, we don't call it a massage. It's like the non-massage massage is kind of what I like to say, because it's not just a massage of the muscles, but it's really these specific strokes to move the lymphatic fluid. And compression garments. You see some people walking through airports, they have a sleeve on their arm, not just like the cool ones. They're not that attractive. And then there's something called compression bandaging, like a soft cast. And that just helps really reduce the inflammation out of those limbs. But people who've had breast cancer and they've had lymph nodes removed or radiation, they can also get inflammation in their chest wall and the trunk wall and their breast. But you know, this work is also great for people who've had any kind of surgery, plastic surgery, knee surgery, hip surgery. You have inflammation. Everybody has inflammation in their body. And doctors are now recognizing that inflammation is the root of disease.
Yeah.
Right? So we're all taking turmeric and we're all, you know, doing a lot of things to help the inflammation in our body. And that's where lymphatic drainage sessions come in for everyone.
So we let's say you are someone who doesn't have a problem with their lymphatic system, it will still help counteract the inflammation that's within your body that you're not even aware you have.
Correct. We're using about 10% of our lymphatic system. You have a 90% functional reserve. There's no main pump to pump the lymphatic system, right? Like the heart pumps the blood. That's what gets it moving.
Yeah.
Your lymphatic system, it has like these little tiny, you know, thousands of little sensors, but what those come from is your muscle movement contracting and pumping the fluid. There's one-way valves that pump that lymphatic fluid to these regions, back to our imaginary anatomy of the body, of our skeleton, and we have maps, what we call watersheds, areas where the bodies drain. We drain towards lymph nodes. So what we're doing when we're moving lymphatic fluid is we're helping those one-way valves open and close to pump the fluid towards the lymph nodes. That's why, you know, some people say, oh, rolling or deep tissue is great for lymphatic drainage. Not necessarily. You can be pushing past the lymphatic system when you're working on the muscle bed. If you want to be in the lymphatic plane, a lot of that fluid, most of that fluid is superficial below the surface of the skin, above that muscle bed. So you want to stay, again, like a surfer, riding those waves, moving slowly, encouraging uptake, return of your lymphatic fluid back to the bloodstream. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So talk about, like, I think that's actually really interesting how you were saying about like a deep tissue. So what about even just a regular like Swedish massage?
That feels great for your muscles. And I bet you feel wonderful after, and I love them.
Right.
I do. I love receiving Swedish massage. Lymphatic drainage sessions are different.
Because
they are working with the lymphatic fluid that rests underneath the surface of your skin. You're going at a slower, gentler, rhythmic rate. You don't want to cause what we call hyperemia of those one-way valves. What is hyperemia? That's where your one-way valves, your lymphatic valves that open and close to pump the fluid up towards your heart or towards the regional lymph nodes. They open and close in hyperemia, they can spasm and those vessels can stay open or closed.
Right.
So you can, you know, my scientific explanation is you could piss off the valves.
Right.
Right? You don't want to piss the valves off. In somebody who doesn't have a compromised lymphatic system, it's not necessarily a problem to have a Swedish massage, but you're just missing
the benefits of what a lymphatic massage would be.
Right. Just like if you go in for a cranial sacral session where somebody's working your head, we could say, oh, well, what about Swedish? Well, Swedish massage is great, but it's not working your cranial sacral system.
Right.
Acupuncture is great, but that's not Swedish massage, right? So it's just a different menu item where people are trained specifically how to work with the fluid. What does that fluid really feel like? And when you're kind of touching that fluid, you get not fluid, but when you're touching the skin, you get a sort of a sense of, is this tissue stagnant?
So talk about why every single person, no matter where you are in life, what's going on with you medically, should be aware of your lymphatic system, mm-hmm. and how to work it and help it, whether you're going to get massages or whether you're doing it yourself. So talk about why.
Because it's your immune system. Okay, so it's your first line of defense for immunity. It's also what helps make you radiant. When we were talking about that, you were glowing. Not mm-hmm. everybody glows. Maybe your toxins move faster. Maybe you have less toxins. But, you know, we all want radiant skin. And, you know, we can go and have serums put on our face. But what you really want is to glow from the inside out.
Right.
And how do you glow from the inside out? We all talk about our gut health, right? And I work a lot, you know, in the lymphatic system, the visceral system. We work a lot in the abdomen as well. Because what we are doing is we are getting the sludge out. When you get the toxins moving out of your body, then you are glowing from the inside out. It's different than working with the muscle system of your body. And does that make sense?
For sure. What I find interesting about it, it's like if you're doing it regularly, you're like constantly giving yourself a detox.
Correct.
So then talk about where that yes. falls in the lines of like, I mean, especially now there's a detox for everything.
Yes.
So how does that fall in line with that? I mean, there's liver detoxes. There's like yes. soup fasting. There's right. well, I mean, there's all these yes. things that supposedly get rid of all the toxins in your body.
I don't know that you're ever rid of all no, the toxins I mean, in your,
part
on
your
body,
of your
right?
stasis, right?
Yeah, but... you know, people ebb and flow with toxicity. So people are at different stages of wanting to detox. And soups and herbs and diets all support that, as does lymphatic massage, because you are helping the efficacy of your sewer system, mm-hmm. right? Some people have, you know, have you been hearing about the MTHFR gene,
yeah.
which is the gene where people have a harder time detoxifying. Lymphatic massage would be great for those people. A lot of us have issues in our gut. Lymphatic drainage is great for those people. It's great for anybody who is interested in not getting sick, not getting a cold, somebody who has issues with their menstruation. Someone who has issues with their breasts, breast tenderness, breast density. We know that breast density, when somebody is worried about breast cancer, the issue with breast density on a mammogram is just harder to detect. So doing lymphatic drainage for yourself or seeing a practitioner, it can help really move and circulate immune cells through your body, which everybody can improve their immune system.
Right. Yeah. Do you feel like, how are you on the immune, not sick cycle?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I think I go through waves. I think, you know, I've got kids. So sometimes if they get sick, sometimes I'll get sick. But
right.
most evenings you can find me, I'm always doing lymphatic massage on my neck or on my armpit. I have friends that say, oh yeah, we see you at the Hollywood Bowl. You're at a concert and you're rubbing your armpits. You know what I mean? And I have this vision of, you know, Madison Avenue, New York, and everyone's kind of walking down Madison Avenue, working on their right and left lymphatic ducts at their collarbone or behind their ears. And, you know, I have visions of people touching their lymph inside and outside of their homes. That's sort of like my grand plan for the universe.
I love it. And by the way, you guys, we're doing a workshop here April 6th at Studio City. So you get to be part of her grand plan because you're going to teach everyone how to do it
yes,
themselves.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that later
yes.
too. But yeah, which is amazing. I like that we're part of your grand plan.
Everyone
touched their lymph.
Everyone is part of the grand plan. There's no one left behind.
That's true. I love it. But so do you feel like you, it's really, I mean, you've been doing this for so long now,
yes.
but if you can remember you pre being part of this world, do you feel like you get sick a lot less often?
Well, I did. I started so young. I was in my early 20s. I'm not somebody who gets, you know, colds often, but I do find when now that I'm older, I do tend to get sore throats more frequently. I can't eat too much sugar or drink wine because I'll get a sore throat right away.
Interesting.
And so I'll work on my neck and I'll work up behind my ears and I'll work in my right and left lymphatic ducts. And then I'm usually okay. I work in my abdomen a lot. So, you know, I do think I'm okay. But but the thing with the lymphatic system is, you know, you're never done.
Right.
With anything in life.
It's just a cycle.
It's just right. It's like, again, riding the waves of immunity. Where are you? I talk a lot about where are you on that lymphatic health continuum? And you're not necessarily going to ever be finished.
Right.
We're just rolling. We keep rolling.
Do you, if you're working with someone who has like a lot of toxicity, whether mm-hmm. maybe they're going through chemo mm-hmm. or something that there's mm-hmm. like a lot going, when you're going through the procedure, the lymphatic drainage, does it feel different? Like, can you feel the toxins in you?
You feel congested tissue.
You do.
You do. I mean, a practitioner does.
Right.
Sometimes the person on the table will feel it too. Sometimes they're connected to their body and sometimes they're not.
Right.
And that's really okay. You know, we're meeting everybody where they are. Right.
Right?
So, and that's why I love the human element of this work, where you don't just farm it out to a machine or you don't farm it out to a tool, you know, that really feeling the tissue quality change. You can feel that. And then you go, oh, okay, this area is now properly lymphed.
Lymphed.
So have if I can make it a verb.
And by the way, that's interesting. So for you as like a practitioner, have you noticed like your ability, like have you become better at doing it? It's not something like you learn it once, but do you have like a touch now that you really can sense where people are, let's say, congested or need movement like really quickly?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure this is actually very rewarding because I'm guessing you've worked with a lot of cancer patients or people that have a very compromised system now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's people, you know, lupus and Lyme and Graves and autoimmune and, you know, or plastic surgery and facelifts and nose jobs and knee jobs and, you know,
just
tummy tucks
anesthesia.
And then, you know, after surgery, inflammation comes to the area to heal. And that's fine. But then that inflammation can get congested.
So when you talk about, you know, you said turmeric and like inflammation, there's so much about what we eat and inflammation now too.
Yes.
So does what we eat affect the lymphatic system?
Oh, absolutely. It can. That's where at your abdomen, the chyle, that's where the lymph sort of becomes that milky white colors because it takes the digestive fats from your abdomen and helps process those out as well. That's why the lymphatic work is great for people who have digestive issues. I mean, I see abdominal bloating change dramatically after a few sessions, but usually someone is also supporting that with, you know, a diet or an exercise, or it's not just, they're not going back and eating a bunch of junk. I mean, sometimes they do, but you know, usually when somebody is coming for a lymphatic session, they understand they're not just coming to have their shoulders rubbed. They're coming for a deeper healing trajectory. Really. So they're really looking at other areas. Where can they improve other areas of their life? And they're really a partner in this, which is quite beautiful. And so you can see the transformation of somebody's life that this work is a part of.
Well, talk about that. How does it connect to the bigger changes? Like when you're saying someone comes in and this kind of is like a gateway.
Well,
you're saying,
see the difference.
Right.
Just like you were glowing. And again, it's not just glowing from applying a topical face serum, which is also great.
Right,
Listen, I love a topical face serum that's going to give me a glow. Anyone wants to bring one over?
Yeah, of course, of course.
But, you know, so anywhere, anytime in the body, how you tend to feel, most people tend to feel sluggish in their bodies. And so after one or two or three or however many sessions, you start to say, I'm not feeling this sluggish anymore.
Do you feel like because you now have so much knowledge about the lymphatic system and are so aware, it has completely affected like what you will do, put into your body, things you will do? Like, are you, I mean, obviously so many people are now health conscious about toxins or what they're eating or pesticides or if they're doing different plastic surgeries or injections and stuff like that. Are you like really hyper aware of it because you know how hard your body works?
Like for myself or for people?
No,
for
myself, well, in general, for you and
I'm not a hardcore line drawer in that way. I love food and I like whiskey and and I like taking advantages of things that aren't always so perfect for my body. But what I appreciate about my body is that I can do yoga or I can go for a hike or I could do lymphatic self-massage in order so that I can continue to enjoy other things of life that aren't, you know, so detoxifying for my body.
Right.
So that's me.
Right.
Personally, I'm not a hardcore line drawer in that way. And listen, I've also, you know, my mother, when she got sick when I was very young, she adopted a macrobiotic diet. And I've also had clients who went through cancer and they radically changed their diet. I'm not saying that we shouldn't change our diet because I'm somebody who does eat healthy most of the time, but I'm not so steadfast.
Right.
Because I think sometimes when you go hardcore another way, it's sort of like that rigidity is more the issue than what it is.
Because right. That's interesting. You're going to pick something and be rigid about it.
Right. You see people who live till they're 100 and they're smoking cigarettes and, you know,
right.
drinking whiskey. Not that I smoke cigarettes, but no judgment on people that do. But, you know, it's sort of like, where can you be accepting of yourself?
Right.
And what can you do to improve yourself as much as you can and then let go of the rest?
But because you're aware of how your system works, you do stuff knowing, hey, I did this to my body last night, so I'm going to like go for a hike, or I'm going to move it, or I'm going to do this massage because I know that it's working a little bit harder.
Yeah, and I think for me, after my mother died, I, you know, started drinking alcohol, and I ate a lot of crap, and I gained a lot of weight.
How old were you when your mom died?
I was 13.
It's rough.
Right, yeah, it's not a good age. It's not, you know what?
It's never a good
age,
but that's
age.
Particularly
it's never,
bad.
It's never a good age. But so it was when I did find yoga and then lymphatic massage that my body began to change, and I started to feel better in my body. Even if I'm up or down 5 or 10 pounds here or there, it's how do I feel in my body?
Where were you in, let's say, the grieving when you discovered yoga?
Well, when I was 13, when my mother passed away, and so it was after that, I was probably around 14, 15 when I started really reading texts about Hinduism and Buddhism and, you know, going to the Bodhi Tree bookstore,
in
high school, things like that. And in high school, that's when I discovered yoga, you know, grew up in Los Angeles and was kind of around. So, you know, I didn't discover lymphatic drainage until massage school after college in my early 20s, but yoga and that whole Eastern philosophy on living and dying. Really.
Do you remember a moment for you when you were going to either class or reading a book of something that made it all feel different?
Yes. And this goes back to like I have a few inspirational teachers in my life, but one of my inspirational teachers was my math teacher in high school. And
you rarely hear that.
You rarely hear that. And I'm not somebody who loves math.
You rarely hear the math teacher and get the accolades.
Right. But she, you know, it was like Algebra 2 or something like that. And she could always get her off topic of math because she was really interested in dreams.
Oh.
So if you said, oh, I had this crazy dream, then you'd spend the class talking about your dream. And I was someone always who had vivid dreams since I was a little girl. But she would pull me aside and she would give me these books to read. And she gave me Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb, right? And this was like mid-80s. And that, I think, is what really changed, if anyone out there remembers Shirley MacLaine and Out on a Limb, it probably holds up now, where she talked about reincarnation. And that, obviously, to a girl who lost her mother, which is such a final thing, death is so final, kind of gave me this like, oh, there's something else. You're never really gone. There's a part of you that somehow cellularly stays with you. And that was definitely my entryway, my gateway really into metaphysics.
That's beautiful.
And healing.
And just making you feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then, and you were doing yoga. Did you have siblings?
Yes. Yeah. And my brother, he's still like my best friend. He's just the greatest. He's a year older than me. So he always looked out for me.
I was going to say, so when your mom passed, was he looking out for you?
Oh my God. Yeah. He still does. We still look out for each other. Yeah. He's amazing because at the time in high school, it's sort of hard to relate to your friends.
Oh yeah.
You know,
when your world turns upside
when
down.
When your world turns upside down and they don't have the same thing going on and there's this like deeper, you know, void within you that they don't have.
Was there that moment ever of like people being, it's high school, right? So people being upset about like whatever the dumbest thing is, like this guy said this or blah, blah, blah. And you just like wanted to explode.
Yeah. You know, what was so helpful for me though is my cousin who's a year older than me and is my best friend. She was at the same high school.
Oh.
And so we kind of always had each other. And so we got to bop in and out of different social groups. And we like to smoke pot a lot. And we did tarot cards together. And
tarot cards, I love it.
And so we were like into the metaphysical, spiritual, like there's more to life, you know?
Right.
And so I kind of had this beautiful root within me with, you know, my brother and my cousin and my uncle, my mother's brother, who, you know, basically said, I'm going to have your back. But, you know, what we did before my mother, when my mother got sick as a family, is we all studied meditation as a family.
It was, who initiated that?
One of my parents' friends, he was a meditation teacher. It was the Silva method. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, where you basically, they teach you to meditate. You lie down, you meditate, and you go to the alpha or beta level, and you create this office in your mind. And it could be anything. It could be a beach hut on an island, or it could be an outer space on a star. And you're in your own office that you've created. You could have anything you want. And then, you know, certain special people arrive, and then you basically are doing guided visualization. Yeah. So we were taught to do guided visualization with my mother and get the cancer cells out of her body and replace them with good cells. And so having that foundation,
that's at really lovely,
age like 11 and 12 and 13, that just sort of like took me to this, I know that I have the power within me to bring healing force energy through my body.
And it's so interesting because that became your path.
Yeah, I suppose it has. Yeah.
It's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my mama.
She's with you.
She's always with me. Just like that Shirley MacLaine book.
Yeah, no, she's clearly with you. It feels like everything around her passing was all about setting you up for what you're doing now.
Which is really, I don't know if this was, if we were talking about this earlier, which is this concept of resilience and where are you in your life, and wherever we are, we are where we should be. And we're all, if we're open to learning things, either if it's from a podcast or a taxi cab driver or, you know, someone at the market, wherever we are, there are these signs that are igniting our way to live better within and without.
Right.
And if lymphatic drainage, if this offering can help one person or 100 people or 100,000 people, because it's taking care of your immunity and finding a way to live more comfortably within yourself. And then I believe once you live comfortably within yourself, then you're going to live more comfortably with all the crap around you.
Hey, you guys, just a quick note, because we do get asked all the time, what are other things we can do? We have so many certifications. So if you're in the area and want to come and do some live, you should really check out our certifications. We have our big one. That is a 400-hour teacher training certification. That is incredible, not only if you don't want to be a teacher, but if you just want to go deeper in your meditation practice where you learn about all lineages. We have all the Reikis, 1, 2, 3, and Master. We do intuitive healing, which is a longer program about learning how to read people intuitively and do readings. We also have an animal communications and a self compassion, so many. My point is, check it out. There's ways to dig deeper into your practice. There's ways to get certifications. Go to denmeditation.com and take a look. Sorry for the interruption, guys, but I want to talk about our next Den Talks Live event. They have been going so well. They're super informative and also really fun. The next one is Thursday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the La Brea location. We are doing female bosses, and we have some badass ladies coming on. We have Tracy Picosta. She's the president of entertainment of NBC Universal. Iman Ubu of Sway Media. Sarah Tuttle of Olive & June. Kirby Bumpus of Sweetgreen. And per usual, some amazing gift bags with surprises from all of our sponsors, including Little West, Ojas Shape House, Moto Yoga, and Four Sigmatic, and more. We always do light bites and drinks at the end as well, so you get a chance to really socialize and talk to everybody. And there's a Q&A, so you really do get so much out of this. It's always fun. We hope to see you there. Again, it's Thursday, April 25th. If you're interested, go to dentalkspodcast.com to reserve your space. Yeah, well, there's two things about that I love. A, I love the idea, what you were saying is, you know, it really helps with the inflammation.
Right.
Which I think is just so crazy with so much talk about inflammation now and all these things to do, that this is a steadfast way to keep your inflammation at a much lower level, period, which keeps, like you said, healthier in all aspects, not just the cold that we were talking about, but really helps prevent disease from forming and happening, because that is the root of all disease. But also the way you talk about like the lymphatic system, you've said it a few times, it is like a metaphor for life. So it feels like I can see why you connected it with so much knowing, like knowing what you went through with your mom and knowing what that growth was all about. I could see why this not only connected with you physically when you first were literally touched by it, but also like as a whole, what it symbolizes, because you keep talking about like having to ride it and it rides through you and it's like riding as a surfer and then spreading. And it, I mean, it's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I do. I just, this work really is so beautiful. And it was when I was in massage school and my lymphatic teacher, she said, if you like this work, you can go on and work with cancer patients because this work is so beneficial for cancer patients. I was like,
right. Yeah. And we went back to.
Okay. There we go. Back again. Yeah. Back again. Everything back to the mother.
Always, by the way.
It's always about the mother.
Kids, you can never escape us. Even when we go. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
And so that was that actually when you heard that you could go work with cancer patients, that was like a huge motivator for you to actually
It was
commit?
Literally like that Oprah aha moment, like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so then I just kept going and going and going and going, and I just basically haven't stopped since.
Now, has it been fascinating for you to watch how it as a business or an area has really evolved? Like now the fact that you're here having a conversation with me, and I'm sure I'm not the first, and it's like people actually are aware of what it is versus you having to like sell it, or you're in a hospital setting where doctors are pushing people towards you. Like
or
now
if
it's
a doctor even knows what it
is. Right. So by the way,
still a lot of doctors nationally don't know what lymphedema is, and they don't know the signs and symptoms of a compromised lymphatic system, which that's another organization that we're trying to promote that awareness medically. But yes, if you dial it back, it used to be at a dinner party and somebody asked what I did for a living, nobody understood what that was.
Right.
Right? Which is fine because I love talking about it. But, you know, yes, my goal is to see it in the mainstream in the world. And it is so beautiful that it does seem like now it is having this glorious moment. And with these glorious moments, like anything, there's that watering, trickling down to how do you make this big, beautiful physiology component work in a soundbite for people who they just want to know about the lymph system for good skin or for, you know, their diet or for cellulite or for, you know, it has a place in all of those places. And it sort of reminds me of one of my dear yoga teachers, as you know her as well, Sean Korn.
Love.
I knew her back in like 1999 when I got my yoga teacher certification at Yoga Works. You know, she would always say like, you get so many people that came to yoga because they wanted to have a better body.
Right.
Right.
And they're getting in the door.
And they're getting in the door.
Right.
And then once you're in the door, Sean specifically was always so good about helping people get to their core.
Right.
And not that she changed them spiritually, but people do go through a spiritual change when they start a yoga practice, even if they're coming in to have a better butt.
Right.
Right. And I feel like the same thing happening with lymphatic drainage.
So let's talk about those benefits.
Sure.
Because I mean, honestly, because it's true. And I do think it's important. Like same thing with meditation. We always say it's going to make you happier. It's going to make you look younger. Like if you want to look younger and that's what's going to get you in a meditation, great. And then you'll get the whole slew of the other benefits.
That's exactly right.
So what are like better skin? I heard
better skin, right? A lot of people come, there's anti-cellulite treatments there. You know, you're going to have a smaller stomach. Your skin is going to improve. Your digestion is going to improve. There's going to be all of these health, there are all of these external benefits.
What about sleep?
Your sleep is going to improve. The lymphatic works with the parasympathetic nervous system. So many of us are in that fight or flight sympathetic nervous system, and that people are fried and their adrenal, everyone's talking about adrenal fatigue.
Always.
Everyone's shot, right?
Yep.
Your lymphatic drainage session is going to drop you into that parasympathetic nervous system.
And how,
where
like,
healing occurs.
And how does it do that? Just by simply
that wave, right? Again, those one-way valves that open and close, it's a slow-moving system. It's like a big blue Santa Monica bus. It is not a Porsche, your lymphatic system.
Right.
It is not a fast-moving machine. So people who are like, oh, rubbing fast and doing all these fast things, calling it lymph drainage, they're not respecting the lymphatic flow,
really.
So if you're really looking to find a lymphatic practitioner, I always tell people Google lymphatic drainage.
Right.
And, you know, look at their education. See what have they done.
Make sure they've actually studied it.
Make sure they've actually
just giving themselves a title.
Studied it, yes. And you're going to get to see if you come in and you want it, you want your cellulite gone. I'm not saying it's going to get rid of your cellulite. Some people might say that. I don't know what else someone is doing.
Right.
I don't know if it's hereditary, that cellulite. I don't know if they're eating a bunch of cheese. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, can you partner with lymphatic drainage to see all these other improvements in your skin, in your sleep, in your digestion, in the way you think about yourself, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like that's most of the people who walk in the door now? People are coming more for the surface reasons and then it becomes a much deeper experience? Or 50-50.
It's so interesting because I now am speaking so much more about how everybody needs lymphatic massage. I am getting everybody in.
Which is great.
Who's interested. Whereas I used to really focus a lot on cancer patients, and that's still a major part of my practice. But a lot of people are coming in with autoimmune issues.
I was going to say, do you feel like in some ways, and this is a bold statement and I don't mean it that way, but if people are doing, let's say, home self-care lymphatic massage on the daily, could that actually help prevent them from getting to the point of having cancer? So that, I'm not saying it will, because like you said, there's other things, other factors, but is that actually like a layer of defense?
I don't like to speak in absolute terms like that.
Truthfully,
the answer is we don't know.
Right.
We don't know. How can we know if we prevent a disease? Because you're never going to get the disease.
Right.
Right? So I never speak in the, oh, we're going to prevent disease. Right. I never make those claims. I try to be very careful about how I speak and the vernacular of which I speak, because I do think that words are powerful. Mm-hmm. But what I do like to say to people is, you see how you feel. You're taking your own health and your own immunity into your hands. See how you feel. Rather than promising someone they're not going to get this disease or not going to get that disease. But again, how we all know we're going to die.
Right.
How can we live better and more comfortably and more vibrantly in our bodies until such unfortunate circumstance?
Right.
And I can just only tell you how I feel.
Right.
And I can only tell you how I see a lot of my clients tell me they feel.
Well, off of what you were saying, like look at what their education is. There's so many things out there now. And look, everything becomes very trendy. So again, this is in the limelight in some ways.
Yes.
So then there's like facial tools for it.
Right.
There's facial lymphatic massages.
Right.
Like, let's talk about that. Like a facial that says it's a lymphatic facial.
Usually you're in pretty good hands with a lymphatic facial. Estheticians are pretty well trained. Of any practitioner, estheticians who have, even if it's just a brief amount of lymphatic education, they're usually very respectful. It cohabitates very well. So I'm a big fan of all lymphatic facials.
Right.
They may not be what I like to say stimulating the drains. So that means they may not be moving the fluid to your regional lymph nodes. They may not be trained in that. And for the average person, that might be fine. They're not there for an immune boost to not get sick. They're there to look better. Like Meghan Markle made that pretty famous for her royal wedding. She got lymphatic facials.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of the tools for the face, the gua sha stone. I really love that. I have one. I use that. But I'm also doing my own lymphatic massage at the drains.
Right.
Which,
so people, there's a benefit in the sense like there might be a glow that comes from it, but you're not getting the full effect of you're not pushing the toxins to the drains and then letting
they
the
might be
nodes doing the,
they might be,
but I'm saying if like you're doing it at home with like the thing, unless you know how you're
correct,
you're halfway there.
Correct.
Which is, by the way, I mean, not to like self-promote, but it fits in perfectly. It's why this workshop, though, is perfect, because you teach people how to work the drains, how to do it all.
Well, that's what I have discovered in the past year and a half is, you know, if I could do one thing, and that is give people the power to help their own immunity and improve their lymphatic system. And so I developed a one afternoon or evening lymphatic self-massage workshop where I'm teaching people how to stimulate your own lymphatic nodes so that if you have another practice like dry brushing or using a cellulite brush or using lymphatic gua sha, that you are getting the most efficient.
You're doing the full thing.
Yeah, you're doing the full thing. Thanks for putting those.
But I love that. And what I also like you said, there are tools that you can buy and use which are lovely and amazing. But really, all you really need are your fingers.
Right. I mean, I would really love to have a product to sell to people. And at some point when I find the thing that I really believe in, I will sell something.
Right.
But until that time, I would just like to sell you the knowledge.
And
with your own two hands.
Right. And anyone can do it with their own two
hands.
Anyone
could do it with their own two hands.
And is there any way of fucking it up that can harm you?
So you can... You can overstimulate your lymphatic system. So that's why I sort of say to people, like especially my friends who are type A, you know, type A go-getters out there that we were talking about earlier. I try to tell people, be like a type B person.
Hard to tell a type A person to do that.
It is hard to, but some of them are like, oh yes, please teach me how.
Right,
of course. I'm like, come have a seat on my couch, like in a non-creepy way.
What does that
way.
Mean to overstimulate it? What happens?
You don't want to work too hard. Again, going back to our hyperemia, right? You don't want to go too hard. Then you're pushing past the lymphatic system into the muscle bed. That's just not helpful for somebody who has a compromised lymphatic system. It just is going, you could create more lymphatic congestion. Like if you see some type of people, they bruise from foam rolling or they bruise from a deep tissue massage and they're like, oh, I'm bruising. I'm like, you probably shouldn't be working that hard on your body. You don't want to be bruising. So with lymphatic drainage, you're probably not going to bruise, but you don't want to overstimulate something. It just can make you feel a bit nauseous for some people if they're pretty toxic, you know, and you just kind of want to find that sweet, just like a surfer riding a wave.
Yeah.
You don't want to come in crash hard. You want to just find that sweet long ride.
And when you're doing it like with your hands and you learn like the touch, obviously there, and you teach people this, so you don't have to do it now and you'll do it in the workshop too, but, and also in your personal practice a little bit, but there's like, you're teaching people exactly specifically where they need to go on their own bodies to actually have the right effect.
Correct.
And the reason I ask this is because back to that same idea of the tools and other things that are out there kind of with the trend, there are places that offer, like I've done before, like the lymphatic, and I love Shape, we're huge fans of Shape House, and like I've done the lymphatic drainage that they do there too. And by the way, what's amazing about it, it's so relaxing, and I tell everyone, go, you will probably fall asleep in 2 seconds, and it's great. But it makes me wonder, since I've done both, as I'm sure there are great benefits to it, but does it have the same specificity of what you do since it is just a suit compressing versus if you're using your own hands or if you're going to someone who's using their hands and can feel the exact spots and like how to push the drainage? Right. Like what's the difference?
I didn't feel anything when I did it.
Okay.
I mean, I know that people love it and I love the idea of the sweat bed more. I didn't love the suit. I had to take one of them off. It was like bothering my arm. I was like, get this off of me.
Right.
So I didn't love the effect of it actually. And it doesn't feel specific. And it doesn't feel like
it can't be specific. Right.
It can't be. It doesn't feel like there's a tissue quality change. And it felt kind of, I like the concept of having something that people can go and do.
Yeah.
But I didn't find the efficacy really to be quite there, but that's me. So I would rather be at home just working my lymph nodes, working my armpits or working, you know, the specific areas that I know are going to be more helpful.
Yeah. I mean, no, because it isn't, I mean, that's kind of how I felt when I was doing it too. I was like, look, I'm a tired human. So for me to like lie there and just be getting squeezed, I'm like, great. Like I could fall asleep. But I remember thinking that's interesting because it's a one man suit, meaning like we're all different sizes, and so how do you? That's kind of where my head was. Like I'm sure I'm getting some benefits, but I bet I'm not getting the full throttle benefits of what an actual lymphatic drainage can be, since it really doesn't know exactly where my lymph node is or nodes, and it doesn't. Now that I'm learning more about kind of the web of all of this, it doesn't know where that is, and also what direction to be directing. Because a lot of what you say, and I'm looking at her, so I see it more. but it's also directing the your sewer system.
I highly recommend if somebody is interested in trying a lymphatic session that they Google lymphatic drainage in their area, and it's going to give you a list of people who offer it. And then I like to say, go find out what their education is and then see who you're drawn to, whose energy you're drawn to. The Dalai Lama has this beautiful saying, and he says, healing occurs when there is belief of the patient in the practitioner in the patient, and the karma between the two.
Oh, I love
Don't you love that?
Yes.
And it sort of reminds me, same thing like with a yoga teacher. Not everybody loves the same yoga teacher.
No.
There's maybe then a karma. Maybe there's just not that mutual, whatever it is. But whenever I'm trying to tell people to go find a lymphatic person in their area, it, again, getting back to listening to who you are and what you need. And who you are and what you need might change, will change throughout your whole entire life.
I actually like, I know this might seem weird or a random jump, but like back to kind of the whole mind, body, soul of this, you know, system, it's while you're actually getting the, like while you're in a lymphatic drainage, like with you at least, and it's so relaxing while you're doing this great work, it's impossible not to kind of get into a meditative state. So
right.
like in some weird ways, like as you are working on someone's lymphatic system, that is actually helping them get to know themselves more because in that exact moment, they're actually going inwards.
Yes, that's why my teacher, she taught us Tai Chi and Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of, again, back to the, you know, this riding wave. Same with Tai Chi and Qigong. This work is sort of like doing Tai Chi or Qigong through the lymphatic system to somebody. And, you know, my philosophy is I'm, Lisa, not doing anything.
Right.
You know, your body is doing it, right? I am just sort of like the facilitator in between your lymph system and your body. And if these strokes that I've been taught can help your body do naturally, because it is a natural system that is detoxifying on its own, if it can speed up in any way, that's great. It is. It's like an internal qigong lymph drainage for your body.
Yeah.
That I don't really believe I personally am doing. I believe you are doing it.
Right. I love that too. That's beautiful. So quick question before we do your four
yous. Yes.
Your husband's a teacher, correct?
He is, yes.
So is he sick all the time?
He never gets a session. It's so sad.
I was going
to
say, like, do you, are so you like sad. Running around like grabbing so his armpits sad. And stuff? Like,
well, like whenever I'm touching my armpits, he's like, I'd like a massage. And he has these big scars on his face. And I always look at him and I'm like, oh, you really need lymph massage in your face. Because where you have scars, you know, that has disrupted the lymph flow. And he had some plastic surgery because he had a mole. I hope he's not upset that I'm saying all this about him. He's like so anti-social media. But anyway, so he gets congested in his neck because of all the surgeries he's had. When somebody has surgery, they often cut through the lymphatic pathways. You don't grow new lymph pathways.
So you don't get them back.
Correct. Just like when somebody has been diagnosed with breast cancer, let's say they remove lymph nodes in the armpit, you don't grow new lymph nodes back. So this work can help what we quote unquote reroute the lymphatic fluid to other working lymph nodes to reduce that accumulation of lymphatic fluid. So yes, unfortunately, my husband does not get as many sessions as he should because I come home and I'm like, I'm the one that wants the massage.
Right, you're tired.
The kids want one.
But do you teach him how to do it himself?
No, I should.
That's what you should do.
I don't really know Spanish. He's a Spanish teacher.
That's by the way, I get that.
It's like, we do other things together.
Of course, fair enough. But that's interesting. And when you say he gets congested, what does that mean for you? Do you see it?
Yes, I see it. I really need to work. I'm going to go home and give him one.
Am I making you feel guilty?
Because
that was the whole point.
I feel so bad right now.
But like, so what does that mean? Is it like swollen?
Well, it's so funny too because
she's bright red right now. It's amazing.
Well, it's so funny because I said to him once, I'm like, oh, I've really got to work your lymph in your neck. And I did. And I did. I took a before and after picture, which I don't. A lot of people, if you look online, you're going to see these huge lymphedemas, like almost elephantiasis limbs. The people really have bad lymphedema. And you could see these before and after pictures, which are quite extraordinary. But on somebody like him, where you see a little puffiness in the neck near the scars, I took a before picture and then, you know, I worked on him maybe 10 minutes. I took an after picture and it was quite extraordinary, but he doesn't want me to put them online. He's very
private.
He's very private that way.
Right. But did he feel the difference?
Oh, yes.
You got to do it more.
I know. I need to do it more. I'm going to get better about it.
and you're saying it's because at this point, those pathways, which would normally be there, no longer exist. So you or he, once you give him the tools to do it himself, which you're going to give all of us,
exactly,
he can reroute it on a daily basis. And he won't be feeling as
and
if
it doesn't
it's not
have to be daily. You or know, just like a couple times a week.
He reroutes it himself.
Yes.
And his system starts working again.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I love it. I love that we're ending the podcast by me just making you feel horrible.
That's okay.
You make everyone else feel good.
It's
I'm going to make
be
you feel
his
horrible.
Benefit. It'll be to his benefit.
I know, you're going to have to text me. Or have him
I'll
text
give
me.
You
thank
the
you.
Before and after.
Because it does feel, again, with all these benefits, at the very basic thing, it feels really good.
It feels amazing.
It feels really good.
It feels amazing. Yeah.
So I love it. So we're going to do your four U's. But off of that, like, again, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Studio City, she is doing a workshop where she is going to teach us.
We're going to have so much fun.
How to do it ourselves.
Fun. Yes, to teach you how to do it yourself. Please come. It's not like, don't be intimidated. It's for every person. You know, I'll make you feel comfortable. We're going to have a little chat. You're going to learn some science. You're going to learn some anatomy. You're going to, you know, feel where your lymph nodes are. And you'll hopefully leave having a better understanding of how to help your own immunity.
But, like, that's what's amazing. Again, it is for everyone. So whether you are someone who's battling something in an intense way or you're just an everyday person who's like, I want to live my healthiest version of myself.
That's right.
It's like, look, we're all doing it. How many of us are making shakes in the morning now or taking these pills? It's the same thing. This is another level.
Right.
So what an amazing opportunity for us all to have you. So thank you.
Oh, yay.
I
Thanks
can't wait.
So much for having me.
No, of course. So let's do your four U's really quickly.
Yes,
and these
yes.
can be quick takeaways for the
right,
audience.
I'll be quick. Yeah.
Inspirational teacher, which you might have already said.
Well, I mean, it's so funny when you first asked that, I was thinking about that math teacher.
I love that, by the way. Kudos to the math teacher.
Which really then, my answer really was going to be real inspirational teacher, not just her, but also Shirley MacLaine.
I love that too.
I mean, for her to have really introduced the world to this concept of reincarnation.
Huge.
I don't think anyone had done that before. And my massage teacher, who's no longer alive, my lymphatic teacher, who really gave me this work, because a lot of this work really is for hospitals, people who have really bad lymphedema. She's the one who really gave me this lineage in this way that it's really suitable for everybody, not just people who have the disease state of the lymphatic system. So she's probably my inspirational teacher.
I love that. Okay, yeah. Type of meditation you rely on the most?
Well, so, you know, the Silva method was what I learned when I was 11.
You still
11.
Do that?
I still do that. I birthed both my children. I went to Level, went to my little house, my little office. And
does your office change throughout the years, or has it been
the
same?
No, it's always
office?
The same. It's always the same. And I, you know, went to Level, took a nap, woke up, boom, ready to push my kids out. It was like great. But I also then in my 20s, when I lived in the Bay Area, went and spent a lot of time doing Zen meditation, the San Francisco Zen Center and at the Green Gulch Zen Center in Marin and the Tassajara Zen Center, which is in the Carmel area.
Gorgeous.
And so a lot of my, 20s and 30s and 40s is, you know, sit and stare at a blank wall.
Do you feel like now when you meditate, you incorporate both?
Well, it depends on where I am.
I get it. That's right? why I tell people it's you can do multiple types of meditations
exactly
for that exact reason.
Right. Yeah. If I'm in line at the grocery store, listen, a lot of people will see me angry. I hate waiting in line at the grocery store. But, you know, right. Is that the yogic deep breathing meditation? Or is that the I'm just going to stare at the National Enquirer, which is like a blank wall? You know, utilizing one of those methods or utilizing the Qigong and the Tai Chi in session.
Right.
Which is like a moving meditation, this work.
Amazing. Current obsession.
Infrared biomat. Do
Matt?
You have
no,
one?
No, what is that?
You don't know about the infrared biomat?
No.
Hi.
Tell them out.
Y'all need one.
What is it?
I'm going to have to hook you up. So you know how people are going now to the infrared sauna?
Yeah.
Right? The infrared technology, which I'm not going to get into the science of that because that's a whole nother podcast that you should have somebody on
Absolutely.
To talk to you about the infrared, right? But we all understand the infrared technology, what it is doing, it is penetrating you at the cellular level, really to help heal those cells,
right?
And the infrared biomat, like let's say you go and you, go into a box in a place that has the infrared. Also, you can have infrared. Let's say you go to the Korean spa and you lie in, you know, like the pink salt warm, mm-hmm. you know, the pink warm room, the salt room, yeah. the Himalayan room. So the infrared biomat has the infrared technology in on top of embedded in a like a long yoga mat
yeah.
with like amethyst crystals that is conducting the infrared heat through your body at the cellular level. And I...
My birthday is in a week. I'm just letting everyone know.
Now your husband or your boyfriend, your For guy sure. is going to be like, thank you.
That's amazing.
Because what is so amazing, and I've said to some of my clients before who have come in, I said, you know what? Don't see me for a couple of weeks. Go and buy one. They're not cheap, okay? I recognize they're not cheap. But what it does is, especially if somebody, again, the sympathetic nervous system, you are fight or flight, this is going to help drop you into that parasympathetic nervous system.
I want to meditate on it.
It's so deeply meditative, so restorative, detoxifying.
Oh, my God.
And for my lymphatic people who wear... If you are at the diseased point with the lymphatic system, you don't want topical heat because, again, you could cause hyperemia of those cells. Well, you can warm the infrared mat and then drop it down to body temperature. So it's still like warm enough, but those amethyst crystals, I mean, it's even my kids lying in there.
I'm like obsessed and I can't wait.
So now it's your new obsession.
Yes, it's going to be my new obsession. What's your favorite self-care hack?
Lymphatic self-massage.
Good, by the way.
Obviously.
And it is a good self-care
But I'm
hack.
Like serious. Like I'm not just saying that.
No, you
like
said people like see you doing your armpits I'm literally. The Hollywood Bowl. So clearly you are obsessed.
Clearly.
No, but I mean, I get why you are, especially after this talk. Like it's super simple, but very effective.
Right.
So like why wouldn't
why
you?
Why not? I mean, I watch Netflix and...
It's like if someone
belly.
Was like, drink this cup of tea and it actually tastes good and it's going to totally change everything, you would do it.
Yeah.
So this is like, it feels good.
It feels
good. It's easy
good.
To do and yes. you have amazing benefits. So why
yes.
wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
This has been so great.
I know. It's been
Will you
really
let us
wonderful.
Know what happens with the husband?
I will. I'll keep y'all posted.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's so informative. I can't wait to have you here. Again, just repeat it. Studio City, April 6th, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be huge because you're giving everyone such a huge gift. I love it.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for what you're doing in this community. It's really so wonderful.
Oh, you're so sweet. And stay tuned because she will do her personal practice, which is a little example of a version of self-care that
Indeed.
You can do for yourself.
Indeed it is.
Which is great. So you guys subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Join our Facebook group, Den Talks Podcast. And if you want to come to the workshop, we can't wait to have you. Go to denmeditation.com and look it up and reserve your spot. Now, Lisa's going to lead us in her personal practice, which is a lymphatic self-care that you can do at home.
Hi, everyone. So if you listen to this podcast, you heard me talk about the lymph nodes. So before we begin, I just want you to make sure you're either sitting or lying down somewhere comfortably, whether if it's on a couch or on your bed and on a chair, however you'd like to be seated, make sure you're comfortable. I want you to imagine the skeleton anatomy that usually you see in a doctor's. I want you to visually find your right and left lymphatic ducts find your collarbone right at your neck. It's in this hollow above your collarbone. That's where your main right and left lymphatic ducts, your drains are. This motion is going to be with your first two fingers, your middle finger and your index finger, and you're just going to press down. There's a hollow above that collarbone. Press down. You want to think about the weight of a dime. What is a dime? The weight of two feathers. If you touch your muscles, you've gone too far. So you want to do that about 15 to 20 times, like you're touching your kitten. If you're petting your kitten, you're not pushing all the way down through to their muscles. You're kind of in the fur and you're in the fluid space of their body. Then from your ear down to that collarbone, there's like a little line. So just lightly brush your skin down and both sides about 10 times. I'm just going to brush your neck. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, relax your shoulders. One more time, take a deep breath in. And then exhale, release. So that's your right and left lymphatic ducts. Now we're going to move on to the shoulder collectors. So your shoulders, which is probably where you want to get a massage when you're getting a Swedish massage, you're going to put your hands, on top of your shoulders, and then you're going to lift your elbows forward, like kind of like imagine you're playing laser tag. You're going to point them forward. You're going to take an inhale, and then you're going to exhale and drop the elbows down to your torso. Inhale, lift your elbows up. Exhale, let the elbows drop, and then repeat 5 times. Elbows up, exhale down. And remember, your hands aren't on your neck, but they're actually on your shoulders. So those are the shoulder blade collectors. Take one more inhale, lift your elbows, and exhale, release. Next, you're going to move to your axillary nodes, which are underneath your armpit. So you're going to put your palm into your armpit. Then you're going to relax your shoulder, and you're just going to be like pumping up into the axillary nodes, into your armpit. One of the ways I like to describe this is like, maybe you've made that farting noise when you were a kid and you like, pump your elbow and you put your hand in your armpit. Well, you don't have to make the farting noise. But the way you got that farting noise is by really getting your hand into your armpit. The other thing I love about the axillary nodes is you can also really gather the tissue on your torso next to your breast. Whether you're a male or you're a female, you're really kind of pulling it up, relaxing your shoulder. Then move to the other side, your other axillary nodes. Really taking some of that side breast tissue up with you into your armpit. This is a little bit more pressure, but gentle. You're not squeezing. You know, one of my colleagues, she likes to say, imagine you're a penguin. Your thumb isn't working. The thumb is relaxed. You're just using the palm of your hands. Take another inhale and then exhale. Next, we're going to move to your abdomen. You place your hands on your belly. This one I really love doing if I'm lying down. You can also do it when you're sitting up. But you're going to inhale and balloon your breath out into your hands. So make your belly like it's pregnant and then exhale. Let your breath and let your abdomen sink back down. Inhaling, balloon the breath up. Pregnant stomach. Exhale, let it go. So you're going to repeat inhaling. How can you move the breath into the side waist? Exhale, let that breath soften. Let your stomach soften. 3 more times. Inhaling, balloon the breath. Exhale. By pumping your abdominal breath, you're actually help to move some of the fluid, lymphatic fluid from the legs up the body, up the thoracic duct where it goes back into the bloodstream. So 2 more times, inhale, exhale. Good, 1 more time, ballooning that breath in all directions, front and back of your torso. Exhale, let it go. And then place your hands on the top of your thighs. Now this one is going to be easier to do if you're sitting on a chair. You are going to place your hands at the top of your thighs and just lift your right leg in the air. So the thing I love about lifting your right leg in the air, now you can put it down, is then you're going to know where your proper hand placement is for your inguinal nodes. It's right at the top of your thigh. Inhale, lift your leg. Exhale, put it down. Just by doing about 10 to 20 leg lifts is going to stimulate those inguinal nodes for today. So once you do about 5 to 10, you can switch legs, do a couple there, lifting those legs. And now that your hands are in the right placement, you can then bring the skin from the inguinals up, gathering the fluid from the top of your legs up towards the navel, kind of like a diagonal movement up towards your belly button. You're really kind of just moving that the flesh, the skin on the top of the thigh. About 3 more of those. Deep inhale, deep exhale. Where can you relax more in your body? One more time from the top, the right and left lymphatic ducts at your collarbone. We're going to revisit. It's just 2 fingers right in the hollow above your collarbone, gentle like two feathers. Like you're petting your kitten from the ear down the neck towards those drains, both sides. Then moving to the armpits, placing your hand in your armpit, gathering the breast tissue as you move the fluid up into the armpit, making sure you're doing both sides. 5 or 6 times on each side is fine. Then moving your hands back to your abdomen, inhaling and expanding your breath, filling it up with gas. Exhale. Inhaling and exhaling. And one more time, big breath in. Exhale, place your hands on the top of your thighs. And either do your leg lifts or just a gentle rocking back and forth in your chair is going to help move your hands. And coming back to the shoulder collectors, putting your hands on the tops of your shoulders. Inhale, lift your elbows up. Exhale, relax the elbows. Inhale, elbows up. Exhale, let the elbows drop one more time. And exhale. Place your hands on your lap, close your eyes, take a deep breath in. Exhale, scan your body. Can you move your awareness cellularly to the freeway fluid system inside your body? Can you do a little radar check? Is there something that feels like it needs more attention? Or do you feel like you have more oxygen running through those pipes? Inhale, open your eyes. Thank you so much. Lymphatic health is immune health. So please respect and take good care always.
Dentalk's podcast would not exist without these incredible people, Nicole Rappi, Reem Edon, Hayden Fungheiser, Kim Bielek, and music by Alex Fetter. Thanks for joining us. If you haven't subscribed, please do. And also, wherever you listen, please go and leave us a review. It's so greatly appreciated. It really does help us out. If you want to keep talking about all this stuff, please join our community on our secret Facebook page. Go to Facebook, search Dentalk's podcast, and join us there.